there's an old saying in show business, Deborah, if they see you loving you, they'll love you too. No, I am every performer. I'm dissatisfied with myself. Every performer, I think, is pretty dissatisfied with myself as a performer. I always say the same thing to all my guests, which is, have you seen the show? And so you know I do the show in character. You know he's an idiot. You know he's willfully ignorant of things we're going to talk about tonight. Disabuse me of my ignorance. Don't let me put words in your mouth that don't exist. But and if people just do that, we have a great time. And everybody knows it's comedy. People always say, how do you get those people to talk to us? They know it's comedy. We did 7 nights on campaign finance reform, and they were our highest rated nights in the history of the show. Merely because we channeled that subject through Doritos. Teenage kids are care about campaign finance reform for a half an hour, merely because I'm being stupid enough about it.
What would you do if they said, like, the White House is now surrounded by grizzly bears? Stephen has talked about the bear phobia.
I would go this right away.
You would do. Who's the bear?
Who's the bear? That would be a great one.
Wildlife people would love it.
They sure would.
Yeah, who's the bear?
Actually afraid of bears, not just my character. People ask me if I'm actually afraid of bears. You haven't, but other people have.
I have a rude question.
A rude question?
Yes. Isn't everyone afraid of bears?
Anybody here have dreams where bears are attacking them? I do.
So, what do you mean, like grizzly bears, black bears?
Dancing bears.
Chicago bears.
Sure. I lived in Chicago for 11 years. No, I when I was a kid, I saw some movie, I was 8, 6, something like that, and I saw a movie where a guy got mauled by a bear. There were pioneers heading out west, and he gets mauled by a bear, and they think he's dead, and they bury him alive, and he crawls out. Lack of 11 children, there wasn't a lot of guidance. And I saw him really, really scared of bears. And I live in South Carolina on the coast. There are no bears for, 500 miles. But I walked through the woods to school in the morning and to the bus stop. And I said to my dad, I'm really afraid. My dad was a doctor. I said, I'm really afraid of bears, I'm afraid I'm going to get mauled by a bear. And instead of saying there's no bears in South Carolina, he goes, modern medicine, we sell you right out.
I'm wondering how you broke your wrist.
I broke my wrist on the show. I go out before the show every night to kind of whip them up, to get them excited and, so they'll forgive me for the things I'm about to say. And I ran around and I had some new leather shoes on and there was a tiny bit of grit on the stage and it was the day before my book was due. And I was so tired because we'd been going hell-bent for leather for about 6 months to get it done. And I knew I'd be up all night doing final edits and laying graphics and stuff like that. And I said, well, I'll just kill it with energy. And I had no control. I ran out and I went ass over tea kettle and my leg came up from underneath me. And we have it on film. If you look at it, I leave frame like on an invisible gurney. And I land off camera. And I caught myself in the wrist and then I crawled into the front row and they very nice, they pet me.
Did you do the show that night?
I did, I put an ice pack on my arm and